I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I spent the past 2 weeks writing that stupid valedictorian speech that I didn't even want to give in the first place.
Nate, the circumstances have changed since you started that speech.
I know. It went from a pity toss to a humiliation hurl.
Please, stop focusing on what you don't have and focus on the fact that you're here and you have four dear friends to celebrate with.
That barn is not big enough for us, our dates, and our poofy dresses.
You'll open a window. That's what she said?
Oh, no, there was more. She said something about hanging twinkly lights on Melissa's shower curtain, but by that time, I was already halfway up the stairs.
Well, I guess it could be worse.
Really? How?
I'm thinking.
Allie, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Even if we went to the real prom, who'd we hang out with besides each other?
It's true. Everyone would just stare at us like we were in some fishbowl.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be safe. We already know that Charles has some twisted thing with form.